So how do we know whether we are putting things in the right context? Because sometimes material context and spiritual context may be opposite also. Yes, see, basically, as I said, the most constructive context is that which enables us to function in the best possible way. So sometimes the material spiritual categorization is too broad to be helpful. So I prefer to say it as, what is material and what is spiritual? Ultimately, spiritual is the attitude of service. Material is the attitude of exploitation, of self-centeredness. So if I'm interacting with someone, even if that person be a materialist, now if I have an attitude of service, okay, how best can I help this person? How best can I, maybe if I'm interacting in a devotional context, how can I help this person take one step towards Krishna? So in general, material consciousness means that as soon as we see a person, we think, what can this person do for me? Spiritual consciousness means as soon as we see a person, we think, what can I do for this person? So it is more service centered. And if we have this functional and this understanding, service centered, then what might normally seem as material might also be spiritual. Because if something is simply a material interaction, but it furthers our service to Krishna, or it creates a favorable atmosphere for the service to Krishna, then it is favorable. It can also be called broadly spiritual. Now, having said that, with respect to our decisions, in general, this is our opinions. We all have opinions, we all have conceptions, we all have assumptions. It is good to hold our opinions lightly, not tightly. That means, okay, this is this is my understanding, and this is the understanding. We all need some understanding to function. We can't live without any understanding. But sometimes reality surprises us. So when we choose a particular frame to pursue something, then if that frame helps us move forward, that's positive. If it is not, then we need to change the framing. So if, like, it happened that when the devotees first time did a Rath Yatra in London. Now the devotees had done a big Rath Yatra in USA, and the devotees went to London and decided to do a bigger cart. But somehow they kept the wheels and the structure of the same size. And then when the Rath Yatra was about to start, it went for a short distance and the Rath tumbled. And the devotees had done a lot of publicity. It was a fiasco. And the devotees wrote to Prabhupada and says, Prabhupada, did this Rath collapse because of our poor devotion? And Prabhupada replied, no, it collapsed because of your poor engineering. So now in that case, there is no need to get into this, oh no, because we are not sincere devotees, that's why it fell down. Well, whether you are sincere devotees or sincere devotees, the Rath has to be engineered properly, isn't it? So Prabhupada framed it in a very practical context. And the next time they did the Rath Yatra and worked out very well. So we can say that in the Mahabharata it is said that there are three broad frames or three broad factors for considering right and wrong action. It is intent, content and consequence. Why am I doing this? Intention is important. Then content. What exactly am I doing? And then consequence. Okay, what is the result of doing this? So, say, sometimes a doctor prescribes a particular medicine. Now, technically speaking, that medicine, for one disease, you can have 10 appropriate medicines. 10 medicines which are okay. But, sometimes that patient might have some background case history. Because if one medicine turns out to be contraindicative. And it has a contrary effect. Then what happens? Oh, the consequence is this. Oh, then this was not the best medicine. Change the medicine. So sometimes we have a book which tells us the content. For this disease, you take this. But then the consequence tells us it doesn't work. So we may have to revise based on the consequence. And especially with respect to interpersonal dealings, intention is also important. Sometimes we have an intention, somebody is doing something wrong, and our intention is to help them do the right thing. And so we give them some constructive feedback. But although our intention is good, if our manner is not very good, if our way of speaking is not very good, then that might alienate people. Or sometimes, even we speak also gently, but still, that the person takes it offense, feels offended by that. Next time, he said, maybe I'm not the right person to do this. So, intent, content, and consequence, if broadly we see, okay, if I'm putting this in this frame, why am I putting it like this? Is it because I like this person, and that's why I'm always giving them the benefit of doubt? Is it because I dislike this person, so I always keep doubting this person? Say, we see somebody eating a lot. If we don't like that person, we will say, such a glutton. And if we like that person, must have been hungry. Now, it is the same activity, but we can put it into different frames. So, we have to look at our intent also. Okay? Answer your question?
Yes.
Thank you. Any last question?